step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I know the end is near, the television telling lies. I know for sure the revolution won't be televised. I know that we've been waiting patiently for better times. We fell asleep and men are blind, can't recognize it's genocide. Feel like the bomb about to drop out of the clouds. Another virus going airborne, go hide inside your house. Farmers watching crops die, they drying up with droughts. Angry people forming crowds and trying to burn the cities down. This is Armageddon, martial law for our protection. I talk to God, but it's long distance and I lost reception. Forest fires and oil spills are the awful lessons. I'm just waiting for the devil to take over heaven. This is biblical, I swear it's in the Bible. We keep killing one another and we dying for survival. We used to fight for peace, we put our flowers in their rifles. Now we're about to be extinct, every man, woman,
if
and child.
It's the end of the world, I will do better next time. Oh yeah.
Hello and welcome to Investigate Earth Podcast. I'm your host Chad, alongside my beautiful wife Sherry. Say hello, Sherry.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. We are so glad you're here.
We are definitely glad you guys are here. It is March 19th, 2023. Tomorrow is the first day of spring, and tomorrow is Sherry's birthday.
Yay!
So,
but I don't celebrate birthdays anymore.
Happy early birthday. Well, we've been celebrating all weekend. I mean, kind of. I mean, yeah. we've had your mom and stuff, my mom in surgery. There's been so much going on. But happy birthday, babe, because this is going to be probably the last podcast before your birthday. So happy birthday.
Well, thank you for celebrating my not birthday.
But guys, welcome to the show. That song, by the way, at the beginning of this episode was End of the World, Tom McDonald and John Rich. And Tom McDonald is one of the greatest rappers, I believe, of our time, because he is speaking about the current events and the global crisis that we are facing, which is against globalism, which is against the New World Order. Tom McDonald is one of those rappers that can put into picture something in 2 or 3 minutes that is so hard to describe what's actually going on. And I think, yes, rappers are really good at that stuff, but man, to be able to do what he does in his music is just so good.
Yeah, he's amazing. Like, he can put all of current events around the world in, sum it up in 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's hard to even relay and portray what you want to say sometimes in an hour like he does in 3 minutes. So guys, that the name of that song is End of the World, and we're going to play it in its entirety at the end of this episode. But I do recommend that you guys go support Tom McDonald, because we have to support the people like this that are out there still at the forefront trying to get the message out. He is going to reach people that we can't, that Steven Crowder or Ben Shapiro or Russell Brand or Joe Rogan. He's going to reach people that we don't. So go support him. And if you do go support him from our podcast, tell him, hey, we heard you on Investigate Earth Podcast and we want to support you. And so I recommend that. But guys, tonight we're talking about, is there a potential for a civil war with all this Trump indictment stuff that's coming down? We've got a Trump indictment that's coming down based around the Stormy Daniels settlement, which is basically at the heart of a potential New York DA indictment. It is obviously a very political or politicized indictment from a justice system, a grand jury, supposedly. But you have this guy, this DA in New York, that doesn't prosecute crimes of prostitution, doesn't prosecute hardly murders or robberies or any of the other stuff. But yet he's going to dig and do everything he can to find some kind of crime to prosecute Trump. He wants to be the guy that prosecutes Trump. And so could this cause a civil war? Well, Trump has called for protest. And although the left and the media is all over it saying, oh my God, Trump's calling for a riot, he's calling for violence. No, Trump is calling for a protest, which is in our constitutional rights to do. It is every American has the right and the freedom to protest. And especially when something is going unjustly, whether it's government overreach, and especially protests are used for government overreach. It is used when the justice system or the government is overstepping their bounds. They are overreaching in what they're trying to do, or they are, conflicting with the Constitution of the United States. And so all of those reasons are very good reasons to protest. But there's going to be things that are going to potentially happen with this to where the left is just going to use it just like they did January 6th. Mm-hmm. And they're going to further take away your freedoms just by these little things that are, could potentially happen.
But if you think about it, there has been no president ever in the United States of America that's ever been arrested. And he knows he's going to be arrested Tuesday. Like, this is a new way we're going.
Yeah.
No other former president has ever been arrested, and I'm sure they've done way more terrible things than Donald Trump did by paying a girl to be quiet about them having sex.
Yeah.
Because what it was. And it was way past the time that they could even supposedly are supposed to indict him or anything.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, so basically what these laws, number one, what they're trying to indict him on is a misdemeanor charge to begin with. And is well beyond the statute of limitations. And this happened 7 years ago. The statute of limitations on this, I believe, is 2 years. Even if it was somehow upgraded to a felony, I think it was 5 years. So this is obviously a political persecution. That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. This is what we see in countries like China. This is what we see in countries like Russia. Mm-hmm. We see this in a banana republic. This is what a banana republic is. You silence or arrest or detain or kill your political opposition. And that is the time that we are facing in this country of the United States. Now, what I will say is, you know, I've been looking at kind of just comments and sentiment from people and populations around the world about all of this, you know, and it's very interesting how other populations, whether you guys that are listening are in the UK or New Zealand or wherever you're listening from, and I'm sure you know this, but like when people think of United States or they think of what is actually going on in this country, in the United States, everyone, just from the basis of the sentiment I have seen, is like, oh, that's the United States. It is an absolute shit show right now. Like, it is one of the worst battlegrounds for freedom versus tyranny that is in any, almost any country right now. I mean, I think we don't really mm-hmm. understand or realize that there are countries like Australia and New Zealand and you know, even Canada that has been through a lot of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. UK, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, even Ireland, they're having a massive issue with immigrants that are infiltrating and they're robbing and are doing a bunch of stuff. Everything is just kind of pushing towards this global narrative. They want to denationalize countries and they want to just infiltrate all countries with whatever, so there's no nationalism, there's no patriotism, and then they can overrun the country. This is what we're seeing in the United States as well. But United States right now is the battleground for freedom versus tyranny.
Right.
And we're going to see who wins.
And I think we are the spotlight because we are the only country that has had the most freedom, or say we have had the most freedom mm-hmm. of all time in all of history. That's why we developed America, was to have freedom of rights. And no other country has been as free as we are. And all countries kind of looked at our country and wanted to be as free as we were. So, of course, we're the spotlight because we are the country that was free, and now we're fighting for our freedom.
Absolutely. Now, you're.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're 100% right. And guys, so before we get into this story, I do want to mention, we have went back and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on this. And I think we finally kind of decided, like, what would be the best way to get people to a platform. And it may not be that way 2 or 5 years from now.
Or 2 weeks.
But we have tested. No, I'm saying no.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's going to be in two. And until we get banned, I'm saying we have made our decision what we're going to do as far as the members platform or whatever we're going to do. But what I will say is I think we are going to be on Substack. We already are on there. We actually have an article there. We're going to start releasing members-only podcasts over there or podcasts in general that we can't talk about here. Substack is where you can find us. Just look up Investigate Earth Podcast. You will find us on there. This is going to be something that we can really dive into articles. We're going to get very in-depth podcast episodes we're going to do. And we already got one article on there, which my latest article talks about. It's the UFO UAP thing and just the how it would be possible for the UFOs that we are seeing or hearing about right now to be from another dimension. And it's actually a very scientific article. A decent amount of research was done in this, and it kind of explains and breaks down all of the ways that UFOs could actually be here from another dimension. And it talks about time versus space and space time. It's really cool. And I've also got like a little short story coming, which is going to be cool. I've been working on really cool. It's a really good story, which I think it'd be an awesome movie. And so we'll have that on very soon. And then we'll be releasing our first podcast episode over on Substack as well. So just look up Investigate Earth in a, and we actually have a new logo. So you will see that. It'll be like I think it's INV. T maybe, and then E-R-T-H, and then yeah. Above it, and it's in white letters. You'll find us on there if you look us up. But go check us out over on Substack and subscribe to us. There is a free and a premium, whatever. And we're going to release free stuff as well. But if it's a way that you guys want to support us, I just see that this thing that we're doing, the truth, right, the freedom of speech is not going to last long. Just the indictment that is coming down for Trump and the the politicization, and that's still wrong.
Politicization.
I don't know why I can't say that. But anyways, the politics that are now getting involved in the justice system, trying to prosecute political opponents. This is just a major step. If they can get away with this, if they can take away political opponents, then, you know, it's something that we've never seen before. And even if this first indictment doesn't work, which it won't, I mean, it shouldn't, unless it's just complete kangaroo court, right?
Exactly.
But it shouldn't work because they really have no leg to stand on. But they're going to try this first, and then they're going to try the classified documents thing, which, you know, keep it in mind. Pence had it, Biden had it, which, you know, the government allowed Biden's lawyers to go in there and check everything out and do whatever, but yet they raided Trump's house with FBI, mm-hmm. You know, so it's completely two different sides of a coin.
Exactly.
Every president probably for the past 30 years had classified documents related to his presidency.
I'm sure.
And experts and people that are really heavily involved in presidencies know this, that this is not a uncommon or unnormal thing. But they're just going to do anything they can because Trump, regardless of you hate or love him, and look, I don't love everything about Trump either. I if I'm voting, right, in an election, you know, Biden versus Trump, obviously I'm voting Trump, right? Because mm-hmm. There's zero question to me that regardless of whatever anyone thinks, the best chance for freedom that us the people have is Trump. Mm-hmm. It is not Biden. It is not this administration. But the reason why they are doing everything to try to keep him out of office is because of the fact that he really does stand, he's a large player in the role against globalists.
He really is. And he threatens the crap out of them, and they don't like it, so they're going to do anything they can to keep him out of government or keep him as far away as possible. And that's why we have, I guess, tested other platforms out. We tried Rumble. That was okay. It's hard to get people to switch over to Rumble. We still
still do some Rumble stuff.
And we still have Truth
worldorder.com, which
podcast.
We're going to use that as well, but
I think that the Substack thing is the best thing for everyone to get to.
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy app you can download. You look up Investigator Earth, you hit subscribe, whether it's paid or not, whatever. But it's easy. It's easy for us to do. It's less maintaining of a lot of stuff. And we just don't have time to maintain a website and try to make sure all that works. And at the end of the day, we want it to be a flawless experience for you guys. But in the end, we know that censorship is coming all the way down the board. I'm talking about podcasts. I'm talking about everything. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're going to these other platforms. In case this happens, you'll be able to find us.
Yeah, Substack will be after podcast. Podcast will be censored first. Everyone that they don't like what they're saying, they're going to be censored first. And then Substack will probably be somewhere down the road. But we at least have to have other ways for people to find us. But so this Trump Stormy Daniels thing. So as we talked about, this is literally at the heart of the whole indictment deal. And prosecutors in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office won't have much of a legal leg to stand on if they indict former President Trump on violating campaign finance law, according to a legal expert and former member of the Federal Election Commission, which is FEC. Now, I want to play you guys this video and let you hear what he has to say about what he believes that they have or don't have on President Trump when it comes to this indictment. And then we're going to talk about it. Here you go.
We're back with a Fox News alert. Former President Trump saying this morning he will be arrested on Tuesday.
Now, Trump shared on Truth Social his potential arrest comes over accusations and a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors have called hush money. A spokesperson for Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office declined to comment.
Joining us now with his legal take is Fox News contributor and constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley. Jonathan, good morning. We've had other guests on already this morning. We're trying to understand. I guess the breaking point here is state versus federal offense and jurisdiction. Can you help us understand this?
Well, one would say that Bragg is outside of his lane, but in this case, he's on a completely different highway. I mean, this is an effort by a state official to effectively prosecute a federal crime, a crime that the Department of Justice decided not to prosecute. And the reason for that decision may have involved the difficulty of these types of claims, because you have the payment of money to effectively end a scandal. Now, that occurred right before an election, obviously, 2016. But you have to show that that money was paid with the election solely in mind. There's obviously a lot of different reasons why a married man would want to hush up a scandal with a former stripper. Yeah. And that's the problem that they had in the John Edwards case. That was a much stronger case. The Department of Justice went all in, and they lost ultimately because these are very difficult cases to make out. Now, you take that, and now you have the Manhattan DA taking a case to court that the Department of Justice declined to do so. And that raises some obvious questions.
Right. Obviously, Alvin Bragg either has Trump derangement syndrome or he wants to raise his profile. How does this end for Donald Trump, in your view?
Well, you know, this is going to now get pretty wicked on all sides. I mean, you've got a person who's running for the White House. This could easily extend to the election. But there are a number of flaws in this case. It is based on Section 175 dealing with falsified business records. They need to actually federalize the case in the sense of hooking into that alleged federal violation. The reason is I think Bragg is out of time. The statute of limitations is about 2 years on this offense. That has already run. You can extend it to 5 years if you connect it as a felony to another crime. Even at 5 years, I'm not sure the time has not run out. So there's going to be some very intense challenges here. Now, obviously, this is one of the worst jury pools that Trump could find himself in. Mm-hmm. Right. But we have to, you know, we have to keep in mind that we have a legal system here, which is designed to protect the rights of the accused. And even if he's convicted, there are going to be significant appellate challenges and reviews. I think we have to be careful not to just assume in the most inflammatory way that the rule of law is dead. This is not the first DA who has yielded to public pressure to bring a criminal charge.
All right, so there you go. And so basically, and I want to point something out here, right? I mean, You've got a former president, which is the leading candidate for the Republicans. I mean, every straw poll, every poll period, has Trump way ahead of DeSantis, even though DeSantis has not declared that he's even running. But obviously, the biggest opponent to Trump would be DeSantis, right? Mm-hmm. If DeSantis decides to run, which I don't know that he will, quite honestly, because DeSantis knows that if Trump is still in the running and he runs against Trump, he's not going to win, number one. And number two, it just hurts their relationship, their potential future. Right. It hurts Trump. It hurts the GOP. Mm-hmm. It hurts all of them.
And I've already kind of seen some.
And there is. And Trump's more so.
Yeah, going against DeSantis. And that's just not good
for
Republicans in general.
No, it isn't. And so, but here's the thing. I mean, you know, we have a time right now where they're trying to prosecute a former president, but also the leading candidate going into the 2024 election. And yet you have a Jeffrey Epstein flight log with politicians and everyone just absurdly on this flight log. And yet you had Ghislaine Maxwell trial, hush, hush, four people come to testify. No one testified against anyone. Ghislaine Maxwell and the Jeffrey Epstein thing, Ghislaine Maxwell was, I think, one of the only persons prosecuted for a sex trafficking case that had no not victims, but had no she wasn't the one
co-conspirator.
Obviously, she was trafficking them to someone, right? And especially these people she was trafficking them to was very high influential CEO slash not CEO, but elites and politicians and all this.
Royal anything.
So if you want to know if this is a political prosecution, well, it is. I mean, we got to think about this. The statute of limitation, if it's misdemeanor, is 2 years. If it's felony, it's 5 years. Mm-hmm. This happened 7 years.
Right.
You're still outside of the statute of limitation. You cannot prosecute on this, but they are anyway. And it's just like the guy just said. You know, the jury pool in this district of New York obviously is very bad for Trump because that district is. I mean, you're looking at probably 80 to 90% pro liberal, pro Democrat. So no matter who they pick, 9 out of 10 of those people are going to be Democrat, right? So regardless of whether they have a case to stand on or evidence or any of that stuff, this jury could say, you know what, hate Trump, convicted.
Let's do it. Let's put him in jail.
Even if they can somehow find their way to the felony thing. And look, this DA, I would assume, has talked with someone about something about how they can actually make this work. I don't think that you're just going to prosecute this and people are not just going to eat them alive for like the BS prosecution.
Well, I think there was other people that didn't even want to go after this.
Well, DOJ.
Yeah, they didn't even want to prosecute. And that's when the DA is like, I'm going to do it. I will do it. I'm sticking out my neck because I want to do it.
Keep this.
But he's also been placed by George Soros.
Yes. Yeah. So these are the things we have to think about, too. And we're going to talk about this in just a second. Remind me of that, what you just said. But no, so the Department of Justice didn't want to prosecute. There has been, the state didn't want to prosecute. There were many different, prosecutors that this was put in front of, and they said, there's nothing here.
There's nothing here, yeah.
Yeah, like, this is
ridiculous.
Why
do you even want to do that? It's wasting money.
So then this New York district attorney says, we're doing it. Because I either want to make a name for myself, or I want to cause some kind of something to go against Trump even further. We want to keep Trump's name in the media in a bad way, not a good way. Mm-hmm. We want to keep him in the media to where it looks like he is prosecuted. He's being prosecuted. You can't possibly elect someone that's being prosecuted. But the reality is that I do think that this entire situation is going to work out better for Trump than it ever could.
Yes, because this guy doing this, this DA doing this and saying I'm going after Trump, knowing what he's going after him for, people are going to rise up and they're going to be pissed off at this guy.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be really mad because this is stupid. It's really stupid that he's even trying to do this. How many other presidents, former presidents, have done things way worse than trying to keep somebody silent because they had sex in the past, because he's a married man? I don't even know if he was married while he had sex with Stormy or whatever her name is, but, you just think about going to a laundromat and saying, I did not come on this woman's dress. I mean, there's things that are going on. I mean, this has been happening for history. Like, this is history. I'm talking about Clinton. With, yeah. That's how he got busted with...
A laundromat?
Yeah. She took her clothes.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No idea about that.
Well, I'm just saying.
I have no idea.
I guess
idea.
He put his DNA on her dress. And okay. She tried to get it cleaned or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
I forgot about
this
that.
This has been happening for history, but was Clinton ever arrested for that?
No.
And this was during his term of presidency.
Yeah. Can you imagine, though, the hush money that's been paid out by politicians over the years? I mean, just think about, for example, the Jeffrey Epstein thing. Think about how much money were given to so many of these kids that went to the Epstein Island, which had sex with the politicians. Imagine how rich all of them are, all those kids, because of the fact that they had sex, they were put in this position, and then all of the money that was paid through donors or through this or through that. Now, to your point, I want to get back to this before we play our next little clip, but getting back to the point, so we have to understand and realize something. We've talked about a lot for many years about, number one, we've actually had attorney Ken Good on the podcast before, which we need to get him back on because
yeah,
I would actually,
he was great.
I would actually like to speak to him about what's going on now. But one of the things that Ken Good used to talk about is like bail reform, and he's huge over bail reform and all this stuff in Texas, but more so about prosecution and non-prosecution. And we have seen, you know, since this administration and this infiltration of globalists, which are in our government now, has come in, the amount of money that has been put towards prosecutors in the United States.
Alone, yes.
Yes, and they are all Soros-backed globalist prosecutors. These are people that really don't give a damn about the rule of law. They want to do everything opposite of rule of law. But these people, although they're letting out potential murderers, potential this, California has a new thing that says that you're not going to, they're not going to prosecute like even murders in certain situations. Like, it's nuts.
Right.
But these prosecutors are Soros-backed, they're globalist-backed, and they are being put in place by heavy, heavy donations from Soros and other globalists. And so these people also have to get Trump out of office. They or have to make sure he doesn't ever get in office again, because like I said, that's what's standing in between them. So all of these prosecutors, I'm talking about the Georgia prosecutor, which is wanting to try to indict Trump on some kind of election BS in Georgia. The prosecutor in Manhattan, very similar, heavily funded George Soros and globalist. All of these prosecutors that are trying to do something or bring something towards Trump are all globalist-backed, George Soros-backed prosecutors.
Right.
These are all people that are very woke, have crazy ideologies, completely against the rule of law in the United States. And this is just nothing. All it's going to do is cast a very bad light on the United States justice system. People are no longer going to believe in this justice system. And this is just getting to a fever pitch in this country. It is going to get to a fever pitch. And look, Trump called for protests. Of course, Elizabeth Warren and even Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying, don't protest. The reason, but listen, you should though. People, I think people should protest peacefully, right? But you have a right as an American citizen to protest something that you believe is unjust.
And it's unjust because it's so one-sided.
Yes.
This is only happening on one side of the political playing field, and that's why it's also so unjust. There is no fair playing field whatsoever, and they're going to do whatever they can to do whatever they can to Trump because he threatens this ideology of having a one world government and having us be controlled by the elite. Mm-hmm. He's so against that because he believes in America and freedoms of America. And he's a huge threat to these people because not only does he stand up for people's rights, but he has his own money to do it himself. He doesn't need anyone's money to campaign with.
Yeah.
You know, he never even took a salary when he was our president. He actually lost money. Yeah. He did this because he wanted America to be great again. And that's really what MAGA stands for. I'm just saying.
Listen, there's going to be people that might hate Trump listening to this podcast, but I don't really give a damn. I mean, look, the reality is that I'm not a Trump writer. Like, I'm not someone that's just like, oh yeah, I love Trump no matter what. There's things I don't like Trump on. I will tell you, and that's every politician,
right?
But I'm telling you right now.
But he's not even a politician.
Yeah, he's a billionaire. He's a billionaire businessman, and look, he's not perfect either, right? I mean, he's obviously flawed. He's obviously got a lot of issues as well. But listen, guys, what we're facing now is something we've never seen before. Now, look, if people want to abide by the law, protest peacefully, why shouldn't they protest? I mean, if they do, it's better than protesting outside of the homes of Supreme Court justices, which happened during Roe v. Wade. And mm-hmm. people, you know, these justices couldn't leave their houses. They were threatened. They were getting death threats. And yet the Democrats and the left was agging this on. They were saying, yeah, protest. Yeah, do this.
If you're not going to let us kill babies, let's kill the judges.
I mean,
this is what they were saying.
Yeah. And we have to also remember the Georgia police complex that was just rioted mm-hmm. and burnt things and cops were injured and all this stuff. This was something else that the left didn't care about. They if you look at Antifa and that organization and Black Lives Matter, they're heavily funded by the left. So, and, you know, we've heard people like Maxine Waters, which has been coming out about this Trump thing. She's the black Congress lady mm-hmm. or whoever she is. And she has called for violence against Republicans for so long.
Now
she's saying, how dare Trump say protest? It's only if the left, the ideologically globalist left wants to protest or riot, they're allowed to.
Yeah,
but anyone
good.
Pro-freedom is no longer allowed to do anything or speak your voice.
Yeah.
We are in a time of tyrannical dictatorship.
Yeah.
We are in a time of where the right is not allowed to speak. I'm not talking about the right politics. I'm talking about the people that are in the right, the people that are pro freedom, the people that are pro country. You are no longer allowed to speak. You are no longer allowed to say or have an opinion. It's only the side for the globalists that have the right. We are already tyrannized, whether people realize it or not.
And like that Maxine girl, I'm just saying real quick, when all that stuff was going on, she's like, go to the restaurants and protest while they're at dinner. Do all these things. Get on them. Stay on them. But now she's like, oh my God, I can't believe he even said to protest. But that's what she's been agging on the whole time. And she pretty much agged on violent protests.
Yeah, I mean, we have to remember here as well. You know, Democrats in Congress were talking about impeaching Trump even before he was elected. There were prosecutors, the New York prosecutor, actually, one of the New York, not this one, a different one. She was talking about impeaching or indicting Trump before he was ever even elected president. They knew that he was a threat. They knew mm-hmm. he was a threat because he wasn't part of the system. Whether or not he's good in all avenues, he's not. But I'm just saying, there's something special you got to have to be a politician. You got to be, in a lot of ways, a POS. You have to be a part of the system or be paid off or allowed to or able to be paid off by the globalists, by the special interests, by mm-hmm. the bureaucrats, by all these people. You have to be vulnerable to payoffs. And if you're not, then you're a threat.
Yes.
Just like Elon Musk, for example. You know, Elon Musk took over Twitter. He's a billionaire. I don't know everything about Elon Musk. I don't even know Elon Musk is completely pure and clean and whatever, because there's things that worry me a little bit about Elon. But what we do know is that they're after him, but they're not after him crazy enough, which I'm actually surprised they're not after him as hardcore as I thought they would be. So is there something that we don't know with the Elon thing? We don't know. But
you just hit the nail on the head. You really did. They're after people that don't, you know, as long as, I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, they're after people that take the money to be yeah. politicians that can be paid off.
Yeah.
And Trump is not one that was being paid off. He didn't want to be paid off because he wanted to make sure America was free.
Yeah. Now, Elizabeth Warren said there's no reason to protest this. This is the law operating as it should, without fear or favor for anyone. Now, Elizabeth Warren is Pocahontas, as Trump calls her, because she said she was Indian, even though I don't think she was. I don't think she actually was Indian whatsoever.
No.
But she is wrong. I mean, the law is not operating as it should. And this is why the protest is absolutely necessary if they arrest Trump. I mean, period. The Democrats, I believe, are pushing for a civil war, and they are pushing hard for a civil war. Some people say that maybe they're pushing for the civil unrest or even potentially a civil war because they want to distract, you know, from the absolute global banking crisis that's probably about to happen. I mean, we're seeing it already. There are even the regional banks that are down in percentages right now. And we're not just talking about Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in New York and some of these massive banks. We're talking about even the smaller banks.
Right. Regional banks.
Yeah. And we're not even, you know, I'm worried. I mean, regardless of the FDIC, everyone says FDIC.
They're insured.
Oh, we're good. 250,000 under. But we don't know. Like, if you just randomly trust the FDIC now in this world and you know how our government's operating right now, you must be crazy. Because if the FDIC is, we're insured. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. We're the government. Don't worry. No, you should worry. And that's the problem is every politician who has been subject of an investigation where a monetary settlement was paid to a plaintiff should be charged with the same alleged crimes. There's no difference in this. And this happens all the time, especially the ones where it was taxpayer money used for the payoff, which is about 99% of examples that we're talking about. There are taxpayer money that is used for payoffs for politicians based on whatever BS that they get in or whatever
campaign money they're paying these people off.
Yeah. So, I mean, the problem is that we are afforded the right to demonstrate against the governmental overreach, political persecution, and so many other things, for example. I mean, and the key to meaningful protest is doing so in ways that do not include violence, but where you get your message across. And I'm all for protest. I mean, they let felons walk free in New York City, but they pursue a 7-year-old misdemeanor charge on hopes that they can use a never before tested or used theory to turn it to a felony.
Mm-hmm.
That they try to claim that they are not motivated by politics is just 100% a lie.
And I'm just thinking about things that have been going on in New York just recently. You know, people are being beat up. People are being thrown on train tracks before the train comes. All these criminal activities, and these people are in and out. They're walking out of wherever. They're not getting charged with anything. Mm-hmm. And we're worried about Trump paying off a woman to be quiet about a mutual sexual experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. The problem with this is that you have Senator Warren and all this like talking about, you don't need to protest. There's no reason for that. Yeah, they don't want voices heard. They do not want voices heard. There's a reason why that every social media company and website is censoring one side of the conversation only. Mm-hmm. It's because they do not want voices heard. If people go out and protest peacefully, you go out and protest, you go have your signs, you go protest in everywhere, every city, every big city, you go and say, this is wrong, this is unjust, this is political persecution, this is tyranny, this is something we see in China, this is whatever. You don't have to go break windows or burn things down. You don't have to go be violent with anyone, right? But what I will tell you is, if you guys do decide to do this, any one of you, whether you're in New York City or wherever you're at, just understand that there's going to be people there that might be standing right next to you in mm-hmm. a MAGA hat mm-hmm. or an American flag hat. Maybe they're country looking. They got beards. You think they're cool. But guess what? They're probably CIA. They're probably FBI. And they're going to try to instigate everything to where this shit goes crazy, goes violent. And if you guys don't do it, they're going to do it anyway for you.
They will plant those people
in. They will burn that shit down if they
do
have
it.
To.
And I hate to say it, but even like during the Summer of Love, there were people planted in during the
Absolutely.
Black Lives Movement that started violence. That
Absolutely.
Started this whole thing. And they weren't even a part of the Black Lives Matter.
No. But you have to understand, too, that but they use this in two different ways, right? Mm-hmm. So instigation can be used in both ways, right? You can use instigation for fear and for intimidation, which is what they used. I believe the implants, not only in Black Lives Matter, but Antifa, they used that for in intimidation. Mm-hmm. They used it for fear mongering. They used that. They used it on politicians like Rand Paul when he was trying to leave, walking home, and he was surrounded by Antifa members, threatening violence, doing all this crazy stuff. These are informants and people inside the government that are based on a political ideology or globalist agenda that are planted to use for intimidation.
Right.
But then you also have political plants that are used for persecution against a party, which I believe. Look, I'm not saying every January 6th person was not, or like everyone that was violent was planted. What I am saying is there were a lot of plants in that January 6th. We're seeing videos of officers, police officers saying this was a setup, that they had people all around here. I mean, there's videos of this, and there were many plants. There were many CIA and FBI agents that were in this. There were many what you call instigators or whatever that created the violence. I believe they really spearheaded this, tried to incite the crowd. They allowed and made sure that gates were open, doors were open. Some of them were breaking windows. A lot of the same stuff we saw in Antifa riots and the Black Lives Matter is very similar we saw. Mm-hmm. But they used that for the persecution of Republicans, pro-freedom, pro-Trump, and pro anything that's against their ideology. Look, you have to understand the CIA and the FBI. Do you understand how much involvement that these organizations have around the world to not just investigate intelligence and make sure that we're safe? No, the CIA is well beyond that. The CIA is mostly used for either overthrowing governments or creating some type of coup or a military coup or government coups or whatever it takes.
Or any kind of covert
presidential election overturn. Like, for example, a lot of people, you can look up research on Ukraine and how the 2014 election was overthrown from a pro-Russia president that was a democratically elected president. CIA, John Brennan, I believe it was, that was over there right before the election happened. Everyone was questioning why the CIA director was in Ukraine right before this election was overthrown. There was a mass riot, mass thing, very similar to what we see with Antifa, Black Lives Matter, what we're probably about to see after Trump. This was all very similar things happening in Ukraine that overthrew this government. People believe this was a overthrow. This was a coup from the CIA that overthrew the Ukrainian government to allow in or put in place someone that was cooperative with the United States and the CIA and intelligence agencies. And this is absolutely no different operation in Ukraine or Libya or wherever else the freaking CIA has been involved in. Mm-hmm. They're just now doing it in the United States. And they've done this before. Look at JFK. Look at Martin Luther King. Look at the deaths and the assassinations of these people that were uniting presidents or people that stood in the way of the globalist agendas.
And that's the key word right there is uniting.
Yes.
They do not want anyone to be united. If they can keep everyone divided, they can do their work. And if they have a fear of people coming together and uniting, they cannot conquer us united.
No,
they can only conquer us divided. And that is their key thing, is making us not united together. Because as long as we're not united, they are like on top of the world. They're right where they want to be, and they're right where we're right where they want us to be.
Yeah, I mean, and the problem is the Democrat and the left and the globalists, they're showing their hand by talking about violence. I mean, this is what is happening. They are allowing the Democrats are trying to push the violent narrative already. Even before any protests happen, anything happens, they're already starting to talk about violence, riots, and all this stuff because they want to set this up, right? Because whatever this plan is, I guarantee you, whatever government organization or entity that is going to assist in this violence, if this happens, is already coordinating with media and everything else to say, look, this is how we're going to do it, blah, blah. Just keep pushing this. And then as soon as anyone shows up. But listen, I will tell you guys this. It's scary. I get it. But don't not show up and don't not protest.
And how much you want to bet they're going to try to blame this on major key rollers that they think that people listen to or look up to, or, you know, example, Alex Jones during the January 6th thing. You know, he was, I think he was there, but he was like, I did not say anything. If anything, I told people not to go.
Well, he did. It's on video. It's on video.
I told him not to go because it was a setup. I knew it was a setup. Yeah. And I bet you anything, if there are any peaceful protests or any kind of protests, they are going to go after people like Alex Jones, and they are going to blame him as well.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, we're calling for a peaceful protest. Like what we said, you have a right to protest. If someone wants to come and arrest us, FBI, CIA, come arrest us for telling people that you're allowed to protest. That is in our constitutional rights. We are allowed to go and protest for unjust bullshit, kangaroo court, a criminal prosecution. And look, I don't care if you hate or love Trump. It doesn't matter. This, you should all know, is a political prosecution. This is something that they want to take out. They want to take out the leading candidate against a senile president, which I don't even see how Biden is going to make it to 2024. Maybe he does. I don't know. They desperately want someone that literally is brain dead to run, because they don't want any. They don't want anybody as president to have any thought or feeling about anything.
Right.
They don't want a chance for him to say something that is like, look, I don't agree with this crazy shit. Like, even as this party, right?
Right.
I just don't agree with this. And that's why they're never going to allow someone like, that's why they, how would they not have another or a better candidate other than Biden, which is ridiculous, right? How would they not have someone else in line? You know why? Because they don't trust anyone else that is going to get on board with how effed up what they're trying to do is.
Right.
They need someone senile. They need someone heavily decapacitated.
Right.
And hell, who knows, man? I mean, who knows? Maybe they drugged these people.
I don't know. But getting back to Ukraine, when they outed the old president, it was so bad that he had to like flee his own country because of these elite people. And most of the citizens in Ukraine did not go along with this.
Yeah.
So it really was not a free decision at all. Mm-hmm. They pretty much outed him and put Zelensky in.
No, you're right. So I do want to hear this. I want to play this to you guys real quick. This video of, it's a Fox piece, but it's Elizabeth Warren and Marjorie Taylor Greene agree people shouldn't protest alleged Trump arrest. I want to hear what this says, and we're going to listen together, but we're going to see what this says. Here you go. As soon as it plays. If it plays.
Trump says he expects to be arrested on Tuesday, citing illegal leaks out of the Manhattan DA's office, probing hush money payments made during the 2016 campaign. Our next guest calls it a weak case, motivated by politics. Attorney Saul Weisenberg served as a deputy independent counsel for the Whitewater investigations of the Clintons, and he joins us now. Saul, great to see you this morning. It seems that almost every prosecutor or every former prosecutor we've spoken to has said this is very, very weak. This is a tenuous case. What is your take when you look at the potential charges here from Alvin Bragg?
Well, there's a term of art for this in the criminal law world, and that's a hyphenated term, and it starts with chicken and then it ends with IT. I'll put it that way.
Okay. Technical term.
It's a technical term, but it's a real term that's used. The question you should ask yourself about this, and anybody who's watched me over the years on Fox knows that I'm no big fan of Donald Trump. The question to ask yourself in a case like this, would a case like this be brought against anybody else? Whether he or she be president, former president, or a regular citizen? And the answer is no. You can debate all day long whether or not former President Trump should be indicted related to the records at Mar-a-Lago, whether or not he should be indicted with respect to January 6th incitement of lawless activity. Those are real crimes if they occurred and he committed them. This is preposterous.
Why? Why is this preposterous, Saul?
Well, like I said, number one, because it would never be prosecuted this late against anybody else. Number two, it is in most instances under New York state law a misdemeanor. It can only be a felony if the falsification, from what we've heard, this is about falsification of records. That can only be a felony if the records are falsified to conceal another felony. So there are real questions here whether or not it ultimately stands up. Progressives to change his mind on that. So who knows?
So
anything
all bets
is
off.
Possible. Again, we don't know for sure what the charges are going to be, but if what I've heard is correct, this really is sad.
It's a kangaroo court. That's what it is. And we would never hear this from any other president, to any other politician. I mean, you got to think about things that are actual crimes, that the things are actually taking place. Like right now we're hearing about the insane amount of money that has been transferred from the Chinese Communist Party to the Bidens, both Hunter and Joe. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like, if you want to know who's really in control, we've talked about this for 4 or 5 years. We've said, like, it seems like China's in control of this country. And, well, I mean, now we're seeing heavy donors, heavy funds coming in from to the Bidens. We got to think about the think tanks that the Bidens and all of them were over in, I believe it was Pennsylvania. And if you think about it wasn't just Bidens, it was Democrats in general that were heavily funded by Chinese Communist Party. That think tank of the United States, which was supposed to implement laws, regulations, and new things coming into the United States, was funded by the Chinese Communist Party. 90% of that funding of a think tank in the United States based on Democrats and political issues in the United States was funded by the Chinese Communist Party. And then yet you wonder why Chinese companies or whoever is able to buy up our farmland across the board, businesses after businesses and buildings after buildings. We are being taken over at a global level.
By China.
Unlike anything
we've
ever seen before.
I mean, even on ours, we're not in a big city or anything. We have a little bit of a big city, but we're in a town. Mm-hmm. But even in our town, we have these massive industrial parks, and they don't even have English writing on them. They're all in Chinese.
Yeah.
I am not kidding. And not only these industrial parks, but all the farmland around here is being purchased by China.
Yeah.
I don't know if another or former president would ever let this happen, you know, because to me, the enemy, you know, they always say put your enemies closer, but that doesn't mean letting them buy your own land, right?
Yeah.
And to me, our major enemies in this world are Russia and China.
Well, unfortunately, I agree. Outside of this country. But I think our number one enemy is enemy
within,
number one.
Yeah, within the country.
Which is, yeah.
Right, but with...
I know what you're saying, yeah. I know what you're saying. 100%. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that, like, you know, we, and I think that's part of it, too. It's like, you make a good point. The media and whoever always want a Chinese spy balloon. China, Russia, China, Russia. China's our enemy. Russia's our enemy. This. Meanwhile, taking your mind, oh, China and Russia are enemy. No. Your own country is your enemy, unfortunately. I mean, it sucks to say that, but like the government and the people that are in charge of what they want to do to the freedom and the will of the people is the enemy.
But they're allowing the enemy to purchase our land too.
Yeah, but that's not the enemy to them. That's their co-conspirator.
I know, but it's the enemy to us. They're taking all of our food away.
I know, but that is... If we charged the people that is in charge of our administration that is doing these heinous, anti-freedom, globalist initiatives. If we charge them in a court of law, right, and you're a prosecutor, you're this huge prosecutor, global prosecutor, guess who their co-conspirators are going to be? Well, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, China. I mean, these are going to be on trial with them. You're going to be cross-examining other – you're going to have 5 or 6 different organizations or people on trial with – the deep state that is in the United States right now. It is not a United States problem. It is a global problem. It is a coordinated effort to overthrow the United States of America. It is a coordinated effort to overthrow any freedom or democracy holding country. And democracy is an illusion nowadays. And we just don't quite 100% see it yet. I think we're starting to see it. I think we're starting to see it with political persecution. Such as Trump, we're going to continue to see it because if this doesn't work, it's going to be more.
Well, it'll be religious persecution.
Well, we've
as
already
well.
Seen that. We've been seeing that. Yeah, we've been seeing that. We've been seeing our bank systems failing because they want to introduce CBDCs. They want to be able to completely control the banking and your money. If they don't want you to go to the store and buy things because you were bad, because you didn't say the right things, or you didn't agree to the unholy law of this United States or globalist world, then you're no longer going to be able to buy food. Or if you've traveled too much, if you still have a gas car, you are not going to be allowed to use your car or your card on gas because they're not going to allow you to do that. Or meat. They don't like meat because it creates whatever BS they're trying to push. So you're not allowed to buy meat. You can only buy certain little things. They want to control every little effing thing that you do. And this is just the steps. They are testing out the justice. I mean, like a lot of these pundits and a lot of these media people, they still want to always say things like, we still believe in our justice system. We still believe in our rule of law. But, and they always say, but, and this is just Fox basically, but even like Trey Gowdy and people mm-hmm. that have been prosecutors in the right. state of South Carolina and just so many people like this, they always want to say, but the reality is that we have to understand, like let's throw up everything that's going on the wall. And then see what the most common theme is. If you're a prosecutor or a detective even, right? If you throw up all the evidence on a wall and 90% of the evidence is pointing towards one thing, but yet you still have to say but because that 10% of evidence, mm-hmm. the 90% of evidence on the wall that we're seeing is globalist and a tyrannical takeover, right? The 10% of evidence that is not necessarily pointing to that, but it's not pointing to that either. Mm-hmm. That's why you're going to say but, because you're so afraid of whoever's going to come after you for saying the truth.
And I think that's what it is. I think that anyone that speaks the truth or is like completely 100%.
They get taken out.
Yeah, they're going to be taken out some way or another, and they don't want that. So they, you know, you have to walk on eggshells to get out what you want to say.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, I will say this again. That's why you have to go to Substack and find us. Investigate Earth. Damn, I need to actually know exactly what our Substack is called because I literally forgot. But you guys got to support us there because I'm telling you, this is going to happen. It's going to happen with podcasts. It's going to happen with us. And we're not just trying. I mean, we want to stay connected with you guys. We really do. And if we're not able to do that, Investigate Earth with Chad and Sherry. That's what you got to look up on Substack. Investigate Earth with Chad and Sherry. And if you go subscribe to that, then it's also cool how Substack does this, right? So if you subscribe to our Substack and we release a new article or a podcast or a voice memo or anything, right?
Or you can do a voice memo.
Well, you can do anything. Mm-hmm. You can do anything. A video. You can have a video on there. It's all inclusive. And you can even chat with us, by the way. So, like, you can go to like one of our things, or you can just hit chat. You can hit start a new thread as a member or whatever, and then you can start a thread that says, "Hey, blah blah, this is my thoughts on this."
And
then everyone involved
in the whole group,
yeah. And then everyone can talk about it. We can come in and talk about it. We can even post a video on there response to it or an audio response.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
There's so much cool things with Substack, and guys, I'm telling you, we have to drive people to our Substack because I think it's the best thing for us to do right now. It's the easiest thing for us to where we don't have to screw with it. The only thing we have to do is create content there, right? The Truth World Order, we will eventually probably have to get there once Substack is taken out by whoever the globalists are. But I think right now, the easiest thing for us to do is to be able to do audio, video, whatever we want to do on Substack, and we don't have to worry about like the coding and all this stuff. We just mm-hmm. do content, put right. it on there, and you guys consume it, right? So I encourage each and every one of you, go to Investigate Earth with Chad and Sherry. It's a new logo. It's awesome, though. It's kind of cool. I worked on that for a while, the logo. Because, guys, this is a very trying time that we're living through.
And getting back real quick to the title of this whole podcast is Civil War. Could this possibly go into a civil war with having a former president arrested, which has not ever happened in history?
I don't necessarily think this one, because I think this will go nowhere. I mean, but if this does go somewhere with how effed up and crazy and out of jurisdiction, not just out of jurisdiction, but like statute of limitations, like everything is legally not just. Everything so mm-hmm. far. Like the entire substance of the prosecution is bullshit. Everything. So if this actually did get somewhere to when he was arrested and they tried to do some felony or federal thing, and like it would be nuts, right? That's where you could really see some craziness happen, right? Especially something so bad.
When people are like, enough is enough, finally. Yeah. We've already put up with shit to our eyebrows,
yeah.
but you're going to put it up to the top of our head, we're done.
Yeah.
We're not taking any more of this.
But then you have, so if this doesn't work, which I mean, it shouldn't whatsoever, but you know, but keep it in mind, I still don't think, and I'm going to tell you guys this right now, I still don't think that, and this is something we don't talk a whole lot about, I actually think, I'm going to tell you guys this right now.
And I just dropped this.
Sorry. I'm going to tell you this. Probably our first podcast on Substack is going to be talking about specifically in very, very detail what I think really happened with the 2020 election. And because we need to dive deep in that. Like we need to have an entire 3-hour podcast. And honestly, what I would like to do, and this is what we need to do. We need to do like a commentary on the 2000 Mules.
Oh my gosh, episode. That would be amazing.
Now, it'll be all audio because, actually, we could do it video. Yeah. I mean, the problem is that you got to pay for that.
Yeah, but there's so many people and have not even got to listen to it or see it or hear it because you do have to pay for that, right?
Yeah.
The 2000 Mules or whatever it was.
So anyways, we'll do something like that, guys.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get like permission.
Yeah, that would be cool.
From the producer of that.
If we reach out to them and say, look, I know that you guys... Have a paywall.
Yeah.
But like we want to like share this with, I don't know.
Just some clips or something. Maybe they'll let us. Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Because we want to do it legally. But we also want to draw attention to it.
Yeah. And maybe we even get those people on the podcast with us.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea, actually. Maybe we bring them on. And then, you know, obviously they'll want to, you know, pull some of their clips or whatever.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, obviously, guys, if you want to watch the full thing, maybe you could just go there and do it. I don't know how much it is, but it's absolutely worth watching. If you want to see about the election 2020 and the best case for the election integrity, I guess, is what mm-hmm. I'm going to call it for right. 2020 at the very least. You know, that documentary is amazing.
It is.
And there's so much to say about, because listen, I want to tell you this. When this documentary came out, the 2000 Mules, about how they found geo-tracking of these mules mm-hmm. that went through all these precincts to do all this stuff, and then they actually compiled the mathematical equations on all of these people that did these ballots,
mm-hmm.
Trump would have won, right? I mean, so when you see this, and then all, you know, the whole media was like, oh no, they use geo-tracking technology, which is complete bullshit.
They do this in murder cases.
Exactly. That's my point. Yeah, they literally use this in Alec Murdoch case to pretty much convict him. I mean, regardless of whether he was on a video or not, they could have convicted him with the geo-tracking of his cell phone.
Right. But the cool part of this whole documentary is these people were what do you call it?
Well, they're nonpartisan. They've helped
non-partisans.
The Clintons.
Yeah. They're not Republicans. They're not Democrats. They're not anything. They're just trying to get a true, real picture of what
of
was
election
happening.
Integrity.
Yes.
Yeah, and they've helped the Clintons. They've helped the Democrats, both and Republicans, for many years. Now that I think a couple of them are in jail because of, I think it has obviously to do back to the 2000 Mules, but they said it was some kind of, anytime a court wants to put you in jail, they can use what's called, I don't know, obstruction or just these bullshit things. Mm-hmm. See, and that's the problem is like with Trump, for example, all a prosecutor really has to do is get him in court. They want to get him in a legal setting to where they can find ways in the court to prosecute him further based on something in court, right? This is what happened to the group that was part of 2000 Mules. They said that they failed to comply or did this, and then they put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we, regardless of whatever you think about January 6th, we have political prisoners still in jail that did nothing other, even people that were outside of the Capitol.
Yes, 2 years later, and they've not even had a court date. You know, and everyone that is arrested is supposed to have a speedy trial.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Like no, within but a month people, or something.
Yeah, a lot of these people are not even allowed their medicines, cancer medications some of them had. I mean, all the shit. I mean, it's literally what people just don't understand is hate or love Trump. This is a very bad time, and people are being blindsided by what the actual facts and politics are. And this is stuff we have to see. But yes, things like what we just talked about, the 2,000 mules thing, to bring on the developers or the directors or the creators of that and talk about it, we would do that on Substack because
yeah, that'd be awesome.
It would be amazing to do, and I think it'd be insane. And so if we can get that set up, maybe that's like our first huge thing on Substack.
Yes, I love it.
To bring people over to that. But guys, I'm telling you, man, we are living in a time where things are going to get worse. I mean, we've said this for so long, and honestly, things have not gotten any better. 0% better. The only things that have gotten better is nothing. Everything has only gotten worse since we've been saying that this is going to get worse.
Well, I think some people, their eyes are beginning to open and they're starting to see the truth. Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, we don't have a bunch of sheep anymore or a bunch of people that are asleep just following. There's still a lot of people just still following. Yeah. But I think that other people, they're become awoken and they're understanding like, this is bullshit. Yeah. I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't even believe why I even believed in this in the beginning.
Well, and here's the thing. So guys, we will tell you this. It may not be this prosecution in New York that causes a civil war. It could be the next thing or the next thing. Mm-hmm. If they try to hold Trump out of running for president, that's going to be a problem. And that's what they're going to do. I promise you. It will not just end with this. It'll be the election. Or it'll be the files. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the or it'll be the Georgia bullshit they're trying to prosecute. Right. And so it'll be one of those things. And so for those of you that are going out and going to protest, just keep in mind that there are going to be people next to you that are in MAGA hats or American flags that are going to instigate or going to try to convince you to do things that are illegal. Or you guys might not even do anything illegal or you know, whatever, but they do, and it makes everyone look bad. Mm-hmm. But don't let that hinder you from protesting.
Right.
As long as you are making sure that what you're doing is right, you're protesting peacefully, let them arrest their own damn people.
Right.
Just don't do it in a dumb way, because I'm telling you, that's just going to hurt you.
In a way where you're going to be, the crowd is going to be shuffled in one direction either, because that's where a lot of people ended up getting in trouble.
January 6th. Well, even the cops were focusing everybody. Get to the Capitol.
Yeah, they're
get
pushing to the Capitol. You one way. They're, you know, knocking down gates up. Our gates down, they're all pushed in one direction, and the people behind you are pushing you, and you're going to be smothered to death if you don't move.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't know. There's so much we could talk about this. But the reason we're not going to go too deep is we're going to see what happens Tuesday. As of right now, Trump is supposed to, last we heard, meet with the DA in New York to be arrested officially Tuesday. So
I bet you anything, though, they want to see him in an orange jumpsuit. How much you want
to
bet?
He'll never get to that, because it'll never get to that, because they can't hold him without bail. Like, if you want a civil war or unrest, yeah, go ahead and hold a president of the United States without bail on a misdemeanor charge that has run out the statute of limitation. You're not even allowed to charge to begin with. I mean, that's, you know, now you're kind of getting into the Andrew Tate thing. Regardless of what Andrew Tate did, he is still being held in a press, and he's not even been charged with anything. So, you know, we did an Andrew Tate episode back in the day. I think we need to redo another Andrew Tate episode, because I've had different thoughts about
it. Yeah, me too.
I've had different thoughts, even though we played everything to why they could say that.
Yeah.
That's Andrew Tate himself talking on that episode we did. So it's not us saying it, it's him. But
I see where he's getting with the government is kind of crooked over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are. I mean, he said it, though. He said it. We can pay all politicians. We can do this. And I'm sure someone came along and said, you know what? That's a good idea. We're going to pay you off to shut you the hell up. And this is nothing. This is what happens in the United States as well. So.
Yep.
But guys, listen, we are going to play, and hopefully this song, our music has been doing weird lately, but we're going to play the End of the World, Tom McDonald and John Rich song in its entirety. I once again want to tell you guys to go support Tom McDonald. Go tell him you came from our podcast, Investigate Earth. And yeah, just go say hello, go support him, go stream his music, go add him to your playlist, do whatever you need to do to support people like this. We need more people like this. And by the way, if you guys ever are on Spotify, I don't know how playlists work, but if you ever want to add us to a playlist or whatever for a podcast, please do that. Any way you can help us, give us good ratings on Apple, which a lot of people over there give us shitty ratings because I think that's just like that's the other side's listening apparatus. But a lot of people listen on Spotify, but God, there's so many shit talkers on Apple. So if you do want to give us a good rating on Apple, please go do that. And definitely on Spotify as well. That just helps us tremendously. You wouldn't believe it. And that's just simple things you guys can do to help us out. But here is The End of the World by Tom McDonald featuring John Rich. He used to be in Big and Rich, the country group. Awesome dude. And I love the chorus. Great song. And you should go watch the video. Go to YouTube,
yeah, really
watch
cool.
The video. Because even if you listen to this song, you have to watch the video. Like the little amount of people, it's literally just Tom McDonald
and his girlfriend,
wife. And I think they added one other person in this video to help. Because, I mean, obviously, if you look at the video, it was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch the video, especially our listeners. Like you, if you like UFOs and stuff like this, you'll love the video.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But guys, that's going to be it for us. We love you guys, and we're going to be back with you very soon. Until next time.
Peace out, guys.
Won't be televised. I know that we've been waiting patiently for better times. We fell asleep and men are blind, can't recognize this genocide. Feel like the bomb about to drop out of the clouds. Another virus going airborne, go hide inside your house. Farmers watching crops die, they drying up with droughts. Angry people forming crowds and trying to burn the cities down. This is Armageddon, martial law for our protection. I talked to God, but it's long distance and I lost reception. Forest fires and oil spills are the awful lessons. I'm just waiting for the devil to take over heaven. This is biblical, I swear it's in the Bible. We keep killing one another and we dying for survival. We used to fight for peace, we put our flowers in their rifles. Now we're about to be extinct, every man, woman,
if
and child.
It's the end of the world, I will do better next time. Oh yeah, I know it. Yeah, I know it. If it's the end of the world, I know that I have lived my life to the fullest. Yeah, the fullest. We stood on top of mountains, we've been to space before. We had our dogs and houses, we dug up dinosaurs. We built those bombs are dropping, we fought in all their wars. Now that the sky's falling, what did we do it for?
Feels like the end is near, our freedom's disappearing. People playing God, call it genetic engineering. Media misleading us and evils interfering, while the government we need became the power that we're fearing. Our billionaires are going to space, don't blame them for leaving. Birds are falling out the air, fish washing up on our beaches. This is end times, humans got a deadline. Children are the future till we ruin them with headlines. Should be past their bedtime, but everyone's woke. They told us chase a dollar that made everyone broke. I feel like cryptocurrency is probably our last financial hope. Soon enough, the government will leave your bank account froze. Judgment day is coming, you can run or you can stand and fight. Panic in the dark or lead rebellions by the candlelight. This ain't your granddaddy's planet Earth, it's black and white. The end is coming, I'll see y'all
if
in the afterlife.
It's the end of the world, I will do better next time. Oh yeah, I know it. Yeah, I know it. If it's the end of the world, top of mountains, we've been to space before. We had our dogs and houses, we dug up dinosaurs. We built those bombs are dropping, we fought in all their wars. Now that the sky's falling, what did we do it? It's the end of the world as we know it. It's our fault that it's over.
While we look down at our phones, they'll drop a bomb from a drone, then an explosion. We should have known it.